Good morning. It's Wednesday, June 3rd, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. A quiet Iowa community is grappling with a devastating act of violence. Authorities in Muscatine say a 52-year-old man shot and killed six members of his family before taking his own life on Monday. Police responding to reports of gunfire found four victims dead inside a home, while the suspect, identified as Ryan Willis McFarland, was later located near the city's riverfront. According to Police Chief Anthony Kies, officers were speaking with McFarland when he died by suicide. Investigators believe the shooting stemmed from a domestic dispute, though the exact motive remains unclear. As the investigation continues, residents are left searching for answers after one of the deadliest family-related shootings in the area's recent history. Another news. A surprising appointment is drawing attention in Washington. President Donald Trump has selected Federal Housing Finance Agency Director Bill Pulte to serve as Acting Director of National Intelligence, the nation's top intelligence position overseeing 18 agencies. Pulte, a financier and housing regulator with no known intelligence background, will temporarily replace outgoing DNI Tulsi Gabbard at the end of June. Trump praised Pulte's experience managing major financial institutions, while critics questioned his qualifications for a national security role. Democratic lawmakers accused the administration of prioritizing political loyalty over expertise, and even some Republicans expressed caution. Because acting appointments are limited by law, Pulte's tenure could last only until early 2027, unless confirmed by the Senate. Around the world, the fragile effort to end months of conflict between Washington and Tehran is facing another setback. The U.S. military says it launched self-defense strikes on Iranian targets near the Strait of Hormuz after Iran allegedly threatened regional shipping and American interests. U.S. Central Command reported intercepting missiles and drones aimed at Gulf countries and commercial vessels, while Iran claimed it had targeted American military assets in retaliation. The latest exchange comes as ceasefire negotiations remain stalled, with both sides accusing each other of changing demands. Secretary of State Marco Rubio told lawmakers that sanctions relief remains tied to Iran's nuclear program. With tensions persisting around one of the world's most important shipping routes, global markets remain on edge. Another news. Political pressure is mounting in Bolivia as nationwide protests intensify. Defense Minister Marcelo Salinas resigned on Tuesday, becoming the most senior official to leave President Rodrigo Paz's government since demonstrations began last month. Protesters, including labor unions and supporters of former President Evo Morales, are demanding action on rising living costs and austerity measures. The unrest has disrupted transportation and commerce, particularly around La Paz and El Alto, where officials say economic losses are reaching millions of dollars each day. Education Minister Beatriz Garcia also stepped down, adding to signs of strain within the administration. Despite calls for his resignation, President Paz has rejected demands to leave office, setting the stage for a potentially prolonged political confrontation. Another news. Power outages, canceled flights, and flood risks are spreading across Japan as Tropical Storm Jangmi sweeps through the country. The storm brought heavy rain and strong winds to central and eastern regions on Wednesday, knocking out electricity to nearly 60,000 households. Government officials warned that some coastal areas face an increasing risk of life-threatening disasters. Hundreds of thousands of residents have been advised to evacuate, while airlines canceled nearly 900 flights and rail operators reported widespread delays. Major manufacturers, including Toyota and Suzuki, temporarily suspended operations at several plants as a precaution. Meteorologists say the storm is tracking toward the Tokyo region, and authorities are urging residents to take safety measures as severe weather continues. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.